Komoiawa Tamanui, France, and Tene, and this is your Wātea English News. Te Pāti Māori's Oranga Tamariki spokesperson says job cuts at the Children's Ministry reflect a worldview where Māori don't count. The ministry has announced the loss of more than 400 positions, including the disestablishment of its Treaty Response Unit. The government is also changing the Oranga Tamariki Act to remove Section 7AA, which binds the agency to a practical commitment to the principles of the Treaty of Waitangi. Maria Meno Kapakingi says it shows there is no room for a Māori viewpoint.
Every day, a dozen times in the House, I hear the statement, we are all New Zealanders. Every time I say the words, or any one of our team say, Māori, rangatiratanga, hakapapa, you can hear this, we're all New Zealanders, which is, you know, what we all know what that means, we're all the same, which they mean is they're same.
Maria Meno Kapakingi says the government's view is that if whānau end with children in state care, it is their own fault, so they deserve whatever is done to them. And the Māori Law Society Te Hunga Roia Māori o Aotearoa has complained to the Prime Minister about Minister Shane Jones' comment on Radio Wātea about the Waitangi Tribunal. In response to the Tribunal's decision to subpoena Children's Minister Karen Kwaia to appear at its urgent inquiry into the repeal of Section AA of the Oranga Tamariki Act, Mr Jones said it has no business running its operation as some sort of star chamber, demanding ministers rock up and be cross-examined. Crown Law is currently challenging that subpoena. Society President Natalie Coates says the minister's comments breach the principle of the separation of powers and the Cabinet's manual. The manual says ministers must exercise judgment before commenting on matters before court or judicial decisions. She says Mr Jones' comments directly bring into question the performance of the Waitangi Tribunal, an independent commission of inquiry established by legislation that serves a function akin to a court and over which a judge presides. The Society wants to meet with the Prime Minister, the Attorney General and the Cabinet Office to discuss the alleged breach. And finally, Ikarua Rāwhiti MP Kushla Tangaere Manuel is backing the call of Tora or Wales to be given legal personhood. The call for He Whakaputanga Moana has come from Kingi Tuheitia and other traditional Pacific leaders. Ms Tangaere Manuel says Te Tai Rāwhiti is steeped in tales of the Tohora, the most famous being the story of the Tupuna Paikia coming to Aotearoa on the back of a whale.
The extinction of Tohora in Wellington would be an extremely sad day. So if this is what it takes to ensure the safety of our environment and the environment of these tipua and our whakapapa, then I support Kingi Tuheitia.
Kushla Tangaere Manuel says it's also a great way to support the tino rangatiratanga of other Pasifika whānau across Te Moana Nui Ākiwa. And that's your Wātea English News.